800-686-2237.
Wow, a busy day as the 111th Congress came to a screeching halt or a close. The new session starts on January 5th, but so much was done during the day, including the 9/11 health care bill that was pushed through Congress, also the ratification of START. That's a huge deal. And right here at the top of America Tonight, that's what we're talking about. We're going to D.C. to chat with Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News. Jeff, a busy, busy day in the Capitol, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, Kate, I think more got done today on Capitol Hill than perhaps in the last 4 or 5 months of the 111th Congress before the midterm elections. It's remarkable. And it's a testament to, obviously, how many things were punted on, I guess, in at least one of the chambers, and that would be the Senate. You know, the House got a lot of its business done throughout the year, and even passed an energy bill that never came up in the Senate. The Senate, you know, a lot of legislation languished in the Senate, and we saw today a couple crucial votes, not only the 9/11 health care bill, of course, which is an important piece of legislation, but the START Treaty, which is really one of President Obama's top priorities. And a couple weeks ago, it looked dicey as to whether or not the Senate would come up with 67 votes, but today they passed it with 71 votes. So 13 Republicans joined Democrats in ratifying START.
Yeah, no kidding. Vice President Biden was really pushing this one, obviously. I think he was kind of the front man, kind of the greeter, if you will. As you said, this was so big for Obama. What was the buzz in the air? What was the reaction to START going through?
Well, I think that the Republicans who voted against it are still making the case that it's a bad deal for America, that it shouldn't have gone through. But there's really not much they can do at this point other than make noise and use that to maybe use it for their campaign. Obviously, you know, we're always seemingly in an election year. So, you know, we'll see if the rhetoric continues next year. But I think that obviously, you know, Joe Biden, the vice president, was really the president's top dog, top point person on this. And then, of course, John Kerry, who's the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, who really led the push, you know, inside, you know, the halls of the Capitol. And John Kerry, I mean, if you've listened to his floor remarks over the past couple days, it's, you know, agree or disagree with the guy, he's gone out of his way time and again to explain the START Treaty and explain why it's a good deal. And he's, you know, to his credit, he's kept his patience with some of the Republicans, such as Mitch McConnell and John Kyle, that didn't go along with this thing. I mean, Kerry's never had an outburst or anything like that. He's seemingly, it's like he's known all along that they would get the vote.
Yeah, no kidding. The 9/11 health care bill, that was the first thing that I uttered this when I opened the mic. This is huge, Jeff, as you know, because there were certainly people on the Republican side who thought, wow, well, there's no way we can fund this. It's just simply a matter of dollars and cents, and then some of what goes along with that. So this is, I think this is kind of surprising, too, and this has the bipartisan punch.
This is certainly surprising. I wouldn't have expected this thing to get passed during the lame duck session with all the other legislation.
Yep.
But, you know, a couple things were hammered out. First of all, you know, Republicans were concerned at the beginning about the price tag of the bill, which originally was over $7 billion. They were also concerned that there were no offsets, that it would just be complete deficit spending. And, of course, with all the worries over the deficit and the nation's debt approaching $14 trillion, that was something that everybody, I think, wanted to avoid. And then, of course, you know, Republicans really wanted a sunset provision, something to ensure that this legislation wouldn't be never-ending and wouldn't be open up to all this sort of waste and fraud and abuse. And they got those provisions. You know, Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer, the duo of New York Democrats, worked on this thing over the weekend, came up with a proposal to cut the price tag down to just over $4 billion and to put a sunset provision in, meaning that this thing will close after 5 years. And they also offset the cost of the legislation, so it's no it doesn't add anything to the deficit. So once those provisions were all inserted into the legislation, then, you know, Republicans like Tom Coburn from Oklahoma felt more at ease with voting for it, and sure enough, it passed today. And then as soon as it passed the Senate, it went to the House, where they easily approved it. I mean, the House passed this version of the legislation a couple months ago, and it was just waiting in the Senate to be passed.
Yeah. So does everybody, now that it's all wrapped up, everybody heads for the hills. This is it. It came to a close, and they're going back home, right?
Just like that. Today's a funny day because, you know, you get all those, you know, goodbye emails and you know, email statements and floor speeches and things like that. You've had a lot of members of the Senate give their goodbye speeches. Arlen Specter from Pennsylvania was the latest to do so yesterday. You know, the assistant to John Boehner, who's in charge of sending out email updates with, you know, floor activity to all the members of the press, gave his goodbye today. So that just gives you an idea of what the final days of a session of Congress is like. And that's really it. It's hard to imagine that it's over. But on January 5th, the new session will convene. Republicans will be in control of the House and certainly be emboldened in the Senate.
Yeah. All right, Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us here each and every night at the top of the show on America Tonight. Thanks. All right, what a season it was, the Christmas season is, what it has been for the President of the United States, because, boy, after just getting just pummeled in the midterm elections, you can't say that enough, how the Democrats, you know, fell by the wayside for the most part, certainly the Republicans taking over the House, and also the pickups for the Republicans on the Senate side. What a lame duck session it has been for Barack Obama. I mean, no matter what you think about the president, if we were keeping score just on this, just through his eyes, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 10, 10, 10. I can't believe the things that have now passed in such a boom, 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 quick amount of time. And yes, you know what, that ultimately was what the Democrats should have done heading into the final moments of a Democratic-controlled Congress. And they actually did it. Because let's face it, the Democrats have had a tough time closing the deal. But they have closed the deal. And a lot of this has also been because of some bipartisan cooperation. And with a year of massive ups and downs, and really what I think is an ineffective administration, they have definitely been effective in pushing their agenda forward in December. Some of the things I like, some of the things I don't like. It's typical of this show, America Tonight, and the way we roll. I always say this, we zig and zag all over the place. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, or by God, you don't feel like labeling yourself. Imagine that. You don't want to wear a label. That's how the independence came about. Well, I don't want to vote just Republican. I don't want to vote just Democratic. But then the independents got a little weaselly, too. So that's why I'm for that third party. Give us some new life. Give us some term limits. So we're going to be talking a lot about what happened in the past couple of weeks. And now moving forward, what we anticipate will happen in January, and it's going to be interesting. In fact, the end of January, we'll be in Washington, America Tonight. We'll be on the road again, this time talking to some senators and Congress folks about health care. Health care played a big role in the conversation here throughout the entire year, and actually for years before that, we had talked about health care and pre-existing conditions and affordability and all that sort of stuff. So I'll be in Washington to do that in another month. You can join us next on the show, though. We're going to hit some odds and ends. Merry Christmas, by the way, everybody. Happy holidays, all that good stuff. Whatever you want to call it. I say Christmas. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Do you think George Thorogood ever did like Silent Night? I was thinking about this today, listening to some of the Christmas music in the car, you know? You flip around and there's a station that, there's a station at our satellite facility where we hail from in Dallas, Texas, right? And you have such a wide swath of Christmas tunage. It's R&B, country, slash the crooners from yesteryears to Christmas rap. And I started thinking about this, listening to this bizarre mishmash of music. Started to think about Christmas songs and how they're just some Christmas songs, man. I'm telling you. Like White Christmas, like Silent Night, like Jingle Bells, that just can't be done by the hipper, badder, current dudes of rock or reggae or, you know, hip hop. It just doesn't sound right. Even if we prefer that music, it just doesn't come out right. In listening to some of the songs that are being blown out there and pressed together as, you know, the CD of the holiday. And, you know, I get it. If I were a manager of somebody who was either up and coming and pretty hot or somebody who was out there and, you know, why not? Let's do some Christmas stuff. Hey, Sheryl Crow, why not throw this together? Hey, I don't know. Winona Judd, let's put together a CD of Christmas tunes or slash let's burn something in the studio. You know what I'm saying. So I started to think about the worst Christmas music, the worst songs of all time, that who cares who does it? It doesn't matter who tries to redo it. And I know some people like this song, and I don't know why, because it's kind of one of those parody songs. Well, it is a parody song, I guess, in a sense. It's comedic. That's the whole idea of it. But what is the deal with Grandma Just Got Run Over by a Reindeer? First of all, when was that song cut? In the 70s? I mean, here we are, 2010, and that's the song that you keep hearing and kids are giggling over? I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer deal. So maybe it's me. I don't know. Maybe it's me. And then I was thinking about this one, too. And this is from Frosty the Snowman. It's been around forever. I remember it as a kid. I think it's Burl Ives who sings it. Holly Jolly Christmas. You know what I'm talking about. And I hear that and I'm like, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is bad. Maybe I just don't have the spirit. But this is not good music. Have a holly jolly Christmas, you know. Have a holly jolly Christmas, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know all the words to it. I just know that it marks the season and it annoys me, along with Grandma Just Got Run Over by a Reindeer. So, having said that, you may have your own annoying list. Besides mixing in the politics of the day, which is huge, 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 because it does affect all of us. These lame duckers are going to have a rippling effect, some of what was passed. So we'll talk about that. And you just heard our conversation with Jeff Holtzman out of D.C. So you can weigh in at 800-259-5791 or hit us up on chat or hit us up on americatonight.net. So three big ways to get to this little old show. That's right. Let's jump back to politics for a second, because I don't think the politicians were thinking about the Christmas music. Or maybe they were, because a lot of them weren't around. They did reach a deal on that 9/11 responders health care package. And I say thumbs up to this, because they were able to come back to the table and reduce the amount and also limit the years. So $6.2 billion to the survivors and the responders of the terrorist attack, well deserved. I can't say enough about this. I mean, they really, truly are. You know, this word hero gets thrown out a lot. He was a hero. They were a hero. They did this. They did that. And there's various definitions of the word hero. And when you're a kid, and when you're a little girl, when you say hero, you think of just a big manly man who rescues you, who saves the day. The Superman, the Batman, the Spider-Man, unless it's on Broadway. They save the day. That's the larger-than-life hero. A lot of times for little girls, your father is that hero. So the word hero can often be misleading. But I think in this case, heroes, because it wasn't about them. It was about, oh, my God, oh, my God, the trade centers have been hit. Somebody has to help. You know, let's face it, it would be very human to not want to go and do that, even if you do it for a living. It's one thing to pull up to a terrible wreck and have to sort through that and pray you can help the people. It's another thing to have that heavy heart and go in day after day, not in a very secure situation, by the way, and tried to look through the ruins of the trade center. So I became ground zero. I worked at the Fan in New York. I've told this story. I'd drive in, and you'd be over the BQE. So picture this, if you will. Okay, if you've never lived in New York, never been to New York, Manhattan is an island. People forget that. It's an island. So you're over there. You're on the Jersey side, and you're driving along just a stone's throw away from Manhattan. You look over to your left and you always saw the World Trade Centers because they were the biggest buildings. It was just a little tiny blip on the radar screen as far as your driving was concerned, because you always saw it. It was like a landmark. Okay, boom, there it is over to the left. Okay, I'm getting closer to Queens. It's over there. Now all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. There's a hole in the sky, and I'm not kidding you. It was like a hole in the sky. And the reason you could see it is because Ground Zero was lit up, so there all of a sudden there was this glow at the bottom of Manhattan at that the financial area where the Trade Center stood. And you saw that now when you were driving by. Of course, when you were walking by or you were in the city, but you saw that when you were just driving by, and you could see the dust. I saw the dust every single day because the lights would illuminate it. And I was on the Jersey side. And I remember right from the get-go, there wasn't a lot of discussion about what they were breathing in until it was too late. Oh, yeah, they said it was okay, but apparently it's not. So I rarely, I mean rarely, agree with Chuck Schumer. Or Kristen Gillibrand was also part of this. You know, two peas in a pod, two Democrats in New York. But also Tom Coburn, who is as Republican as you can get, from Oklahoma, was part of this. They were part of this whole compromise deal because they reduced the money to make it more palatable. And they were careful about the amount of years they kept it open. So now you've got bucks for monitoring and treating illnesses. Imagine that directly related to Ground Zero. Now you've got a compensation fund for 5 years to cover the money they've lost because they can't work and whatever the other economic losses they might have suffered because they were sickened, can't breathe very well at being down there. And there's even some people who live down there that had the same thing. Smart. Because, of course, whenever you have something like this, what can happen? There's a list of people who have been ravaged by it, who were those so-called heroes, who did whatever they could and didn't care, and they put their life on the line by doing it day after day after day. But then you know that there's some bottom feeders who will try to blow it open, take advantage, had nothing to do with it, somehow come up with a way to scam the system. And that was part of the concern. That was part of what would have been the block against the bill. Now you got a pretty good fair balance. So I say thumbs up to this because it is much more balanced than when it was originally proposed. This is fair. You're treating the people now, the people you know. So you're not ripping off any future generations of the opportunity. It's perfect. It's what needed to happen. $6.2 billion and the compensation fund open for 10 years. Everybody wins, I think, in this situation. Everybody wins. Absolutely. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got an interesting guest for you waiting in the virtual wings. And because it is Christmas time and there is the mystery of the gifts that are on open, I'm not even going to tell you who it is, but you'll find out in a few. You want to stick around. Interesting stuff. Hang with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
So have you ever had to look for a lawyer or a doctor? You move to a new area and you have no idea and you're listening to people on the playground. You have kids or you don't have kids and you're listening to people at work and you're just trying to gather the best opinions, but you don't really know the people. And so you're just trusting these new people that you've met. What would be the better alternative? That you could read reviews. We all read reviews. For goodness sake, it's like GetARoom.com and Hotels.com. We have Bob Diener, and he's coming on, by the way, in our next show. But we have him on, and what's the beauty of that service? Of course, for them, they're doing well because they got the deals with the hotels. But for everybody else, people are reviewing. People are showing you this is what the hotel is really like, not what you've read. It's actually better. Watch out for this, or the service is crappy, or the service is good. Well, for goodness sakes, when it comes to your health, financial health, or physically your health, you want to know. You want to be able to read reviews, right? So Mark Britton joins us now, and he's the founder and CEO of a company that's fastly becoming the world's largest, it might be now the world's largest lawyer ratings directory, and now they've jumped into the doctor game too. Mark, tell us about your company and how long you've been around.
Absolutely, Kate. Well, first, thanks for having me on the show. And I'll just say, you mentioned Bob Diener. It's very funny. I used to work with Bob as part of Interactive Corp Travel, which I oversaw a large part of that, including a part of Hotels.com's operations. And that's really where Avvo starts. So it's Avvo, AVVO.com. And we're largely cut out of the Expedia.com background, where we have a lot of experience in pulling together information regarding issues that are important to consumers. And when it comes to choosing a lawyer or choosing a doctor, that is just fundamentally important to what we do, to our everyday lives. And if you make the wrong choice in those areas, it can cause you lifelong problems. So, yes, we launched in the summer of 2007, and we launched rating every lawyer in the country. And we rate lawyers from 1, which is extreme caution, all the way up to 10, which is superb. Now, no one does that. We started with lawyers in 2007, and no one had really ever done that before. In November of this year, we began rating doctors as well, and we rate 800,000 doctors in all 50 states. And that is an editorial rating, once again, that is based on the lawyer's or the doctor's background. And we're just trying to give consumers a better place to start than a lot of these shady internet sites, the yellow pages, and people who are just trying to shop them, companies that are just trying to shop consumers to the highest paying doctor or lawyer. We're trying to bring more transparency to bear for everyday people, just like you and me, so that they can make better decisions regarding their legal and medical matters.
Yeah, and you know, if somebody goes to it's Avvo. If you go to the website, you've got kind of ping and pong all over the place. Good stuff. I was reading something just a few moments ago before you came on, where one of the questions was, "I'm waiting to be served with divorce and custody papers. Do I need to be served within a certain amount of time?" Boom, and then there's an answer. Gives you a direction, a place to go. I can imagine the reaction. Has it been pretty good?
Oh, yeah, phenomenal. So we've grown from concept to market leader in the legal industry in 3 years. So as you mentioned at the outset, we are now the world's largest legal directory. And just specific to the question and answer forum that you mentioned. So this question and answer forum, we get 50,000 contributions to that forum every month. And our answer rate for lawyers across the country is right around 90%. So it's great for the consumers because they're lost as it relates to their legal issues, or at least they need some tailored advice. And we're getting them more information and better guidance than they can really get anyplace else. But on the other hand, for the lawyers, they're able to get online, interact with potential clients, and the same with doctors and potential patients, and at the same time help out their communities. And how could that be bad?
Yeah, no kidding. And the doctor thing, you think of that, like I said, the example was, and it's the same with the lawyer, but the example is, you know, you're healthy. All of us feel that way, especially in your 20s and 30s. You feel invincible. And then you start to get older and little things happen, even if you're in great shape and you run marathons and do all these, climb tall buildings and everything else. But then the problem, and you know this, so then the problem is you wait till the last second, would you advise people, if I had a site like this with all of this information I'm gathering, I think I would advise people to jump on it sooner rather than later, because then they know where they're going to go.
Sure. There are some people that have issues that come up that they didn't expect to come up. And to the extent that you find a lump somewhere that you did not expect to find it or what have you, suddenly you say, geez, I better research this right now, even though it is, God forbid, something cancerous that if you knew about it, you should have been researching months before. But certainly, whether it's a legal or a medical issue, if you even have the inkling that you have an issue that could be important in your life, it's important for people to understand that there are resources out there like ABBA, where they can start researching earlier before they are having to make critical decisions without having really a lot of that necessary knowledge in their head to allow them to make better decisions.
What have you found? I can imagine, because I know there's already been some problems with lawsuits and whatever with people who are upset about online directories and reviews. What's that been like for you? When you decide to launch this, you know that there's always that possibility you're going to ruffle, obviously, some feathers because there's going to be doctors who are going to get bad ratings and bad reviews.
Oh, sure. So we were sued 9 days after we launched in a nationwide class action by two attorneys that did not like their ABBA rating. Again, that is our editorial rating that evaluates the lawyers and the doctor's backgrounds and ultimately is assessing that probability that the lawyer or doctor will handle your issue well. We're seeing a lot of – so that was thrown out very quickly because, you know, ultimately the ratings that come from us as a publisher are protected by the First Amendment. Where you're seeing a lot of press and lawsuits right now is against websites like Yelp and TripAdvisor and others, where it's the comments, it's the reviews from that website's users, from their community, that is ruffling feathers. So we also we have hundreds of thousands of reviews on ABBA from our users for doctors and lawyers, and you know, this is the key for us is I think that as the web evolves, having this what we call user-generated content, the community opinions, it's best served when, or it works the best, when it's paired with editorial content. So that's why we have both our expert editorial ABBA rating, and then we combine it with the user reviews, and we also combine it with peer reviews, so doctors rating doctors, lawyers rating lawyers, to give three different points of view regarding the professional's background, quality of work, reputation, etc. But going beyond that and focusing just on the community reviews, the client reviews in the case of lawyers and patient reviews in the case of doctors, the key is relying on websites that have sophisticated and responsible systems related to dealing with these types of reviews. And first and foremost, there must be some sort of ground rules that doesn't allow just any Tom, Dick, or Harry to drive by, drop off a review, a scathing review that's full of personal attacks,
and
leaves them quite anonymous because, you know, the anonymous web, it's horrible. It's not a good experience for anyone. And so the key, Kate, is having a registration process so that if there's an issue with the review, the website can go back and talk to the reviewer, which a lot of websites don't do that, but your biggest ones do. And also, for example, at ABBA, we have a computer and a person look at every single review before it goes up. And we reject 35% of our reviews because they don't meet those ground rules that I was talking about.
Yeah, have fun. I'd love to have that job.
Well, it's amazing to watch our research team work because, first of all, they have the computer flagging a lot of things for them, but also they get used to sensing when certain reviews don't look right for whatever reason it may be. And with just a little bit of investigation, you can typically determine that a review that doesn't smell right probably is not right.
Yeah, no kidding. Personal attacks, I love that. Interesting stuff. I'm glad we had you on, and what a connection to Bob Diener. I had no idea about that, Mark. And
yep.
People can go to your website. It's avvo.com.
Yes, it's avvo.com, and please come. All sorts of our editorial ratings, that ABBA rating from 1 to 10 for both doctors and lawyers, user reviews, and also our question and answer forum, which you can get your legal question and your medical question answered very quickly.
Very nice. Mark, happy holidays. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thanks for having me.
Coming up, headlines and blunders of the year.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but
you know that old saying that if we don't learn from history, if we don't pay attention, we're doomed to repeat it? I love that saying, because it is so, so true. And I don't understand when I talk about what were the biggest blunders of 2010, I don't understand why, whether it's politicians, whether it's entertainers, whether it's sports celebrities, or somebody who's got 15 minutes of fame, why they don't pay attention to the people in front of them. Let me tell you about some of the what I thought were some of the biggest blunders. I don't really pay that much attention to American Idol. I don't necessarily care about American Idol. But, of course, I'm smart enough, like many of you, to know what's going on because you pay attention. So you see little clips of it. And the American Idol did the typical thing that they do often when trying to make things work, because they had such a success out of the box. the huge ratings. That's all they care about in television. It's all about the ratings, baby, because follow the money. It translates into money. So they have this successful crew, whether or not Paula Abdul is a nutball, says crazy, nutty things, and ends up making headlines. That intrigued people. She is a nut, but it drew people in. Simon is a bully, but it drew people in. They did have the dream team, so to speak. And then they ditch Paula Abdul, and Simon Cowell gets bored of playing in that playground, so you weren't going to hang on to him forever. And they picked people like Ellen DeGeneres to jump on the show. Why? Because Ellen had a successful daytime show, so why not use some of that and throw it on the evenings? But if you're a programmer and you really paid attention to what that woman was doing, she didn't fit into American Idol, and of course, your ratings are going to start to get lower now, or start to drop. Now they pick up Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. Do you think Jennifer Lopez is going to be a raging success on American Idol? We go from that to, because the who cares ratings dropped on American Idol a little bit because they still are making money, to the crazy oil spill. And this was one of the top stories in 2010. We talked about the top stories. It was one of them. But the idiot in the whole thing was this guy, Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP. That guy couldn't talk his way out of a paper bag. He must have made some money somewhere along the line or some friends because he was part of the club. But why he was the front man on this thing, it makes no sense. It's pretty simple. If you come up with the biggest catastrophe, as far as spills are concerned, in the history of the United States, and you've got a live cam on this spill, and it's pouring out, whether it's exaggerated, not exaggerated, who knows where it's going. These people are saying that they have a solution. The Congress suddenly is beating you up when they weren't doing anything in the beginning. You have to know how to handle that, Tony, when you're the CEO of BP. So I think a lot of their problems stemmed from the stupidity in how he addressed the media. And speaking of addressing the media, that is a blunder across the board. That may be the biggest blunder across the board in any of the people that we could possibly talk about who had a rough 2010, including Tiger Woods, because I don't want to relive that whole Tiger Woods thing. So he messed around with all kinds of porn chicks and was doing it with everybody, and from the waitress to whoever. And his wife was not on the road with him, and then all the sordid details come out and all that other sort of stuff. Who were the idiots around him that told him to avoid the media in the very beginning? That's the idea. When you're in a crisis, Tony, Tiger, whoever, you address it in the beginning, even if you don't want to talk about it. If I'm Tiger Woods, you come out the very first day to the end of the driveway, you have all these people who have no clue really what you've accomplished in golf, and then you have other people who maybe they do, but it's a mix of people, some sports-minded, some not, but they all know your name, and they're shooting all these questions at you. You just answer the questions. You answer the questions the best of your ability. You come up with your own spin. Even if you say, look, I'm a golfer. My personal life is my business. Don't you have other stories to cover? You know, hey, this is it. I had an accident in my front yard, period, end of story. You decide whatever you think, you know, is next or whatever. Instead, because there was so much of this cover-up and cloak and dagger, that makes it much more intriguing. All of us are more intrigued by that. Ask Julian Assange. Cloak and dagger sells. Controversy sells. Conspiracy sells, right? So, to me, that's the biggest blunder, honestly. The biggest blunder of 2010 is the covering up. Even Brett Favre and this whole thing with, what's her name? I can't even think of her name now. Sturger, the chick from the Jets, who, yeah, she was good looking, and he was trying to hook up with her. There's no doubt about it. But because in the beginning He tried to slurk away from it, even though they have you cold. What these athletes, what these politicians, what people who have some sort of fame don't understand, that many of you who are doing the chat thing, doing the blog thing, get technology, you know it. You know that somebody can always be watching. Flip cameras, cell phone videos, cell phone pictures, boom, in an instant, wherever you are, whatever's going on. So why not just answer the questions or say none ya? That's my favorite word, none ya. None of your business. None of your business. I'm not a politician. I'm just an athlete. Who cares? Go find a better story or whatever. But just some sort of remark. Or you have to be schooled in the art of spin. If you get spin, then you understand how to handle it. You understand how to handle various forms of the media when suddenly you're in the middle of a firestorm. So Tiger Woods in sports, or Brett Favre's nonsense, or Sandra Bullock and Jesse James, Tony Hayward, the BP CEO, you know, pick your poison, whatever it is. The White House, for goodness sake. I think the biggest blunder of Barack Obama's year was the people he had around him, the Tim Geithners. Sorry, this guy should not be the Secretary of the Treasury. If you had someone better in, that person could shoulder some of the responsibility, because when you're the leader of the free world, that's what you do. You shove off some of the responsibility you're supposed to delegate in case you can't possibly handle it all. And then you're supposed to have a little bit of a thicker skin, which he did not. Tomas is, or does not, Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, you get the last word on this hour. What's up?
I'm traveling with the family here, crossing over from Michigan all the way to the East Coast as we feel like I'm a truck driver talking to Kate.
Sweet. Where are you headed to in the East Coast?
Well, first we're going to go to West Virginia, down southern West Virginia. We're going to have breakfast over there a couple of hours, and then we're going to head up to the nation's capital.
Good for you.
Yeah. And then, you know, I guess maybe I'll just, you know, get some advice to Barack on some and, you know, tell him that Kate's still waiting for that that 2 o'clock phone call from him. So, but anyway, isn't it interesting, Kate, that a couple of weeks ago, the Democrats wanted to hang Obama. They were just furious at him, right?
Right.
And now, a couple of weeks later, the Republicans are furious at the Republican senators.
Right.
Something must not be right with our system when it fluctuates like that so quickly, and especially at the end of a congressional session. It seems like that no one is listening to the people on either side of the bench. And as you can see, you know, the people who came out on top were, you know, the people who had a lot of money for the estate tax, the people who are, you know, going to get stocked with that big tax, the 250 and above, you know, and, well, we'll just have to talk some other time. I'm going to keep on driving here. I hear the music coming up, but if I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, Kate.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and to your family. That's terrific. As a family, there's Tomas. They're traveling all the way up to the nation's capital. He made some great points. There is something that isn't quite right with the politics that is in Washington these days, for sure.